我当3天前把我的题目给我的同工的时候，我发现英文的翻译跟我原来期望有点不一样。
3 days ago, when I passed the title of my message to my coworker for translation, I get a very different response.
因为我给他的中文题目是《上帝的工作
Because the title is God's workmanship.
但是这个工作他把它翻成 God's work。
So there was a mistranslation. Instead of workmanship, it was translated to God's work.
因为上帝的工作跟上帝的 workmanship 有点不一样。
Because there's difference between God's work and God's workmanship.
我的理解是，上帝的工作更针对的是一个我们外在的工作的表现。
In my own perspective, you know, God's work seems to encompass a different definition.
我们去传福音，我们是宣教，我们去建立教会，我们是去做某一个事工。
For instance, a particular mission outreach like Great Commission, like preaching the gospel, discipleship, etc.
但是我今天的主题并不是想做讲我们怎么样去做上帝的工作。
But the top, my main theme today is not how to do God's work,
而是上帝如何在我里面的工作。
But how is God going to work inside of me?
所以这个 workmanship 是比较适合的一个翻译。
As such, workmanship is a better translation.
今天我们的经文将是会讲以弗所书2:10。
The main scripture is Ephesians 2:10.
保罗说，我们原是他的工作。
Paul says, "For we are God's workmanship."
我们原是上帝的工作。
For we are God's workmanship.
在基督耶稣里造成。
Created in Christ Jesus.
为要叫我们行善。
To do good works.
就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在不同的英文的版本的圣经当中，有三个词被用到，一个是 handwork， 一个是 masterpiece， 一个是 workmanship。
You know, in the English translation of this word workmanship, there's 3 different translation.
而这所有的这些翻译都是从一个希腊文的字来的。
And all these translation come from one root Greek word，
就是 poema。
That's poema。
poema 这个词在原来的希腊古典希腊文的意思是诗歌的意思。
The original text of this word poema is poetry.
它在这里是保罗引用古代希腊文对于诗歌的这个词来描述我们是上帝的工作。
It's Paul taking a word contextualizing as a word poetry to describe God's work within us.
所以在这里，我今天的主题就是所有的基督徒，我们首先是上帝的工作。
So my main theme central message is all Christians are first God's workmanship.
在我们成就上帝的工作之前，我们首先自己要成为上帝的工作。
Before we can establish God's work, we must first become God's workmanship.
我想从三个角度来讲。
From 3 different angles.
第一，教会的领袖、牧师、长老，我们是上帝的工作。
From the first point, leaders, church leaders are God's workmanship.
我刚刚也讲过，这个词本身它有诗歌的意思。
As mentioned before, the original text has some mention of poetry.
Poema 就是 poem 的词根。
You know, the word poem comes from the root word poema.
这个词是可以说是 handmade， 是一个很制作、很精细的一个作品。
You can understand it like a masterpiece, a most marvelous creation.
但是也是可以被解释成为是诗歌的意思。
But it can be also understood as poetry.
大概历史上第一个用这个词的希腊人是亚里士多德。
If we trace back, the first Greek person who used this is Aristotle.
如果你读过他的这个 Poetics， 他的诗学，你就会看到他在这个作品里面认为诗歌是人类历史的最美的、最高的一个表现。
If you study his literacy, you understand that the greatest pinnacle of literature is poem.
在他看来，诗歌是最高的艺术表现。
In his opinion, you know, poetry is the highest form of art expression.
而我们在这里被保罗说是我们是上帝的 poema.
And over here, Paul says that we are God's poem.
也就是说，上帝看我们是他最美的作品。
So that is to say, when God look at us, we are His most beautiful piece of poem.
很多时候我们看我们自己的时候，我们有的时候觉得好像不是这么一回事。
But however, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we realize it's not the case.
特别是当我太太看我的时候，可能她觉得，哎呀，真的是怎么上帝把你造成这个样子。
Especially if my wife were to see me, she may have a different opinion.
我想我们很多时候我们有一个感觉。
Very often we have this feeling.
我们好像还不太够 poem 不够美啊。
We are still not quite beautiful.
啊，我们还是在这个过程当中很艰难的挣扎。
We are still, you know, in this turmoil.
我们感谢上帝，我们的刚刚的这个 statement 已经表达了一个重要的 BICF 的将来的方向。
I thank God for the earlier elder statement. It shows the way forward.
因为我们可能在将来就已经不是在一个教会了，我们是在一个 denomination 或者 association 的基础上来各自发展不同的教会。
So with the new direction moving ahead, we are not just one church, but we are like a denomination growing.
但是我们还是在一个 BICF 的大家庭的基础上。
But we are built on this foundation called BICF, this big family.
我们已经从过去一个 big leader, 一个 superman 过渡到一个团队的带领。
From one superman, one lead, you know, pastor, now we have a team of leadership.
很多时候我们发现当我们五个人一起要做决定的时候，我们发现更艰难。
Very often we find out that it's harder to reach a conclusion with five people.
你很多时候你发现一个人做决定还是很容易的。
One person calling the shot is so quick.
我们五个人在一起，我感谢上帝，到今天为止我们还没有吵过架。
I thank God that the five of us, we gather together, we have not had any heated argument.
哦，不太容易啊。
It's not easy.
因为我们中间有些人是比较 gentle 的。
Because there, among us, there are more gentle, mild-mannered.
我是比较野蛮的那一个。
More proactive, aggressive.
但是我们没有吵架，感谢上帝。
There's no argument within us.
所以当我们在一起的时候，我们 build 一个 team 的时候，我们更加觉得我们如果在生命中首先不是上帝的工作的彰显的话，我们做什么都是多余的。
So we came to a realization and agreement that first and foremost as a team, we have to have common agreement. We have to function as one team.
但是我们的确发现我们很多时候的服事是很艰难的。
But very often it's very challenging in ministry.
我们很多时候我们的语言、我们的文化、我们背景都太不一样。
Our language, our culture, the place we came from are so different.
所以当我们在一起配搭服事的时候，我们会有很多时候我们需要妥协，我们需要彼此谦让，我们需要就像刚刚在罗马书十二章十节说的恭敬人要。
So like the mention in Romans, very often we have to make compromise, we have to meet at the midpoint.
很多时候我们发现我们在作为教会的带领人的时候，我们内心有担心。
Very often as church leaders, we have our fairsense of anxiety in our hearts.
这就是我跟 Baron 说，我说我在 Washington D.C. 那个礼拜对我很重要。
That's why I told Baron, you know, the one week I spent in Washington D.C. is so critical.
我这今后的这一年可能因为这个 meeting 把我全部改过来。
Because this one week in Washington D.C. is going to shape my entire ministry.
因为在那天那个礼拜是我爸妈讲用哥林多后用提摩太后书三一章七节讲了一句话。
Because at that session, that one week in Washington D.C., Obama made a speech quoting Timothy 2.
神所赐给我们不是胆怯的心，是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
但是我们很多时候我们有 fear, 我们有胆怯。
But very often we have fear in our life.
我们很多时候我们在带领教会的时候，我们有胆怯。
When we lead church forward, we have fear in our life.
我们发现我们的教会怎么样成长的时候，我们有胆怯。
How do we grow this church? We have fear. We have a lot of anxiety.
很多时候，我们怎么样带领这个教会的时候，我们有胆怯。
How do we lead this church forward? We have fear.
很多时候，我们在面对我们有不同的意见的时候，我们有胆怯。
Even when we face our differences, there's fear.
当我们要彼此在一起的时候，我们还是有胆怯。
Even when we are together serving one God, there's fear.
但是神说，他所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
But God said He did not give us a spirit of fear.
是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
But a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
我曾经解释过这个词 power. 我在 IMS 有次讲到，我就说这个 power 希腊文当中有四个词来描写不同的 power. 在这里，保罗用了一个是最有力量的词，叫 dunamis, 是烈性炸弹爆炸的意思。
I mentioned before in IMS that there are four Greek words to mention this power, and the word that Paul used here is dunamis, which is nuclear explosive power.
当我们面对胆怯的时候，我们要重新回到上帝面前来，在他面前重新领受的是他所赐给我们的是一种力量，而且这种力量是非常巨大的，是没有什么可以阻挡的力量。
When we are fearful, when we are timid on the inside, we need to understand that the power of God is dunamis, is power for us to break through.
我们是上帝的工作。
We are God's workmanship.
上帝在我们里面有一些很特别的事情正在发生。
God is doing amazing things at the bottom of our heart.
IMS 在过去的大概五年当中出了十多个神学生。
You know, for the past 5 years of IMS development, we have over 10 Bible school students.
有一个我非常看重。
There's one that I look highly upon.
他非常聪明。
He's extremely bright.
是个律师。
He's a lawyer.
是个合伙人。
He's a partner.
他的事业正在顶峰的时候，他决定要奉献去做牧师了。
When his career is at the pinnacle, he decided to give his life for God's calling to be a preacher.
所以他放下一切。
So he let down everything that he has got.
美国最好的几个福音派神学院都录取他了。
The best few, you know, evangelical seminary all accepted his application.
这个礼拜四他去签证。
This Thursday he went for his visa application.
8:30.
8:30 a.m.
结果9:20我得到他的消息，他说：“牧师，不好意思，我的签证被拒签了。”
But 9:20 a.m. he received a text that his visa did not went through.
他的签证被拒签了。
His visa failed.
他说我正在经历一个很大很大的破碎啊。
At that moment, he shared with Pastor that he went through a deep brokenness on the inside.
这就是像我在上一堂刚刚分享过，我一个好同学，他在像一个小孩子一样预备了五饼二鱼要献在耶稣基督面前的时候，他突然觉得好像耶稣不要。
Just like
有经历过吗
？Just like in the early service, I shared about this friend who is a preacher. He felt like the one who gave 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus, but Jesus rejected it.
我们很多时候读过这个故事，五饼二鱼，但是我们从来没有想过，有一种情况下，当你的生命当中会经历到一种境地，就是当你献上你认为最好的时候，好像耶稣没有要。
This 5 loaves and 2 fishes is a common story, but have you ever wondered if you've given your best to God, but God rejected it?
我们的弟兄很破碎，很破碎。
My brother had so much brokenness in his life.
然后在接下来的两天当中，他在祷告当中，上帝就不断的，就是昨天、前天，在祷告当中，上帝不断的让他看到自己内心的骄傲、自己的顽梗跟自己的破碎。
For the past 2 days while he was praying, God revealed the condition of his heart, how prideful he has been, and God, how God is breaking all the pride in his life.
所以他就写给我使徒行传的14章第22节说，我们进入神的国必定要经过许多的艰难啊。
So he quoted Acts chapter 14 and write to me that, you know, to enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through many times of trials, testings, and tribulation.
我们每一个人都是上帝的工作。
Every one of us is God's workmanship.
Leaders, 我们带领的人，我们首先是上帝的工作。
But as leaders, first and foremost, we are God's workmanship.
但是我们很多时候，我们比较容易看我们的恩赐的表现比上帝在我里面的工作更重要。
But so often, you know, as leaders, we are so caught up with our outward expression of the gift, talent, and ability in our life.
这就是我们的试探。
That is our temptation.
这就是我们在生命中的软弱。
That are the weaknesses in our life.
我在到 BICF 之前，我在瑞典牧会，我在芬兰带领过教会。那很多时候是跟华人在一起。
Before I came to BICF, I was pastoring a church in Finland, you know, primarily with Chinese people.
Sweden.
In Sweden.
Yeah. 这个 Singapore 他不会分清楚 Sweden. What's the difference between Sweden and Finland? Am I right?
Yes.
就像我们在马来西亚、新加坡是一样的，对不对？
To be improved.
开玩笑了。但是我发现这七年我在 BSF 已经第七年了。
I've been in BSF for 7 years and I realized this.
我在 IMS 一直讲这一点。我说我在 BSF 学到的功课比我在任何其他教会都学到多。
I've been sharing this over and over again. The lessons I learned in IMS.
我在 BSF 学到的功课比我在任何一个神学院都学到多。
The lessons I learned in IMS in BSF proves to be so much valuable than any seminary course I took.
我是个喜欢读书的人，我读了12年神学。
I like to study. I studied 12 years of biblical theology.
五个神学院。
Five, you know.
牧过三个教会，加这个三个教会。
I pastored 3 church.
但是我觉得在这里，我实在是学习太多的功课。
But over here, I learned so much lessons of life.
最近一个功课是跟 refuge 的牧师学的。
And the most recent lesson I learned from the pastor of refuge,
Phil.
Phil.
因为我们开始了第二堂。
Because we started our second service.
因为我们的 auditory 都满了，所以我们就必须要到我们的办公区开始下午一点半的聚会。
Because we have lack of venue, so we have to go to our office premises for our second service.
但是我们在office 的时候就发现给其他的堂会造成很多困扰。
But we realized when we move over to church office premises, we brought a lot of inconvenience to other services.
儿童主日学受到我们的冲击。
Kids City was affected.
然后那个 Filipino 受到我们的冲击。
Filipino service was affected.
然后那个 refugee 也受到我们的冲击。
Refuge as well.
我在跟 Pastor Phil 谈的时候，我说怎么样可以调整你们的时间，我们可以用，对不对？
As I was talking to Pastor Phil, I was thinking, how can you adjust your timing to suit ours?
Pastor Phil 非常 kind, 他就说。Good, of course. 但是当他这么说的时候，神就在我里面开始了一个工作。
Pastor Phil says, "Of course, we'll make accommodations, but then God spoke to me."
神让我看到我是多么的丑陋。
God shows the true condition of my heart.
我是多么的不配。
I was so unworthy.
当我们在太注重工作的外面的展示的时候，神实际上更看重的是我们里面。
When we are so preoccupied, focused on the outward appearance of our ministry, God is actually looking at our heart.
所以我就跟长老们写个 email 说，不了，我们不改时间，我们原来维持现状，我们不要给任何的其他的教会堂会带来任何的困难。
So I wrote to my elders, let's not change the timing in order not to bring any more inconvenience to the rest of the churches.
我觉得这是还是一个学习怎么样用耶和华的眼睛来看人看事情。
I think it's really a lesson on how to see through God's lenses.
我们都知道那个大卫被拣选，当撒母耳去拣选耶西的几个儿子的时候，一个一个在他面前走过，耶和华都跟撒母耳说不是他，不是他，直到大卫出现要选那个看起来就弱小的。因为耶和华看人不像人看人，人看的是外表，耶和华看的是内心。
We all know the story of how Samuel was tasked with a mission to anoint the next king. He was in Eli's house. The eldest no, the second no, and finally the youngest son, the weakest son.
所以我想我们在作为教会的带领人的时候，我们更要学习一点，我们怎么样学习以基督的心为心，以耶和华的眼睛来看人、看事、看教会。
You know, I think the important lesson here is to how to have Jesus' heart and the Jesus' lenses to see things and perspective.
如果我告诉你我们在长老团当中没有任何的矛盾，那是骗你。
If I told you there's no more this argument, you know, in our elders team, that's a lie.
但是感谢上帝，我觉得我们都能够 seeking the common ground. 我们都能够求同存异，对不对？
And the great news is that even though we have our disagreement, we make points to unite ourselves together and focus.
我觉得这里面就是说，还是一个我们如何来谦卑自己、牺牲自己、放下自己，来成就上帝本身的工作。
I think the key lesson is how to be self-humbling, self-sacrificial to do God's work in our life.
不太容易。
Not an easy task.
因为我们比较容易看到我们自己的工作嘛。
Because it's so easy to see our own ministry.
我们比较容易看到我们自己的需要嘛，对不对？
It's so easy to see our own needs.
我们自己的发展的困难嘛，对不对？
Our own development and the pain point that's associated with it.
但是耶和华看事情不像我们看事情。
But God does not look at how man sees.
神看我们的生命比我们的工作更重要。
God value more the condition of our life, our heart, than our ministry.
我们的需要有的时候真的不太一样。
We have very diverse needs sometimes.
我想比如说我们在 IMS 跟 English, 我们的需要有的时候真的不太一样。
For example, in the IMS and the English church, we have very different needs.
我们更加注重的可能是在宣教，或者是说怎么样去让这个福音对本地的中国人产生更大的冲击。
For example, for IMS team, perhaps we have a more pressing need for evangelism, mission, for spreading the gospel.
怎么样可以对中国的教会跟中国基督教发展造成一些影响？
How to make a difference in local churches and local Christian communities?
但是我们看到英文堂、英文教会可能更加有一点 tradition， 因为这里有很多的弟兄姐妹来，有很多弟兄姐妹去，如何在这个短短的时间当中？对这些弟兄姐妹的生命造成影响建立，这是最重要的可能。
Maybe for the English church, they are more preoccupied with how do we best minister to people that are here in Beijing during this transition, how to equip them, how to minister to their needs.
但是我想有一点是一样的， 就是我们要让上帝在我们里面有工作。
But I think the common point is how to allow God to do a work in our life.
我们都是上帝的工作 poema.
We are all God's workmanship.
我们都是他的诗歌。
We are all his poetry.
我们的 leader 首先要成为他的工作。
Our leaders first and foremost are God's workmanship.
如果我们不能够成为他的工作，我们的教会怎么成为他的工作？
If being leaders we are not able to become God's workmanship, how does the church become God's workmanship?
第二，
second point.
教会的同工是上帝的工作。
Church co-workers are God's workmanship.
在这里我们讲到这个同工是不管你是 full time 的 part time 的还是 volunteer 的
co-workers applies to people that are full time part time and volunteers
我上午第一堂我就讲到我很不喜欢一个字叫 paid staff
you know, I shared in the earlier service that I hate this term
虽然我自己也是 paid staff
you know, although I'm a paid staff myself
好像你是 paid to serve
as though you are being paid to serve
但是错你是 called to serve
No, you are being called to serve.
我们每一个同工在教会服侍的人，我们都是被上帝呼召来这里侍奉的。
Everyone who is serving in church is being called by God to serve in church.
我在 IMS 的 team 里面已经讲过不止一次，我已经讲了不止一次，在 IMS 的 team 当中，我们现在的团队里面有一些问题。
I shared this multiple times that in IMS team there are different problems.
两个 extremes, 两个。一个就是很有一些人是拼命在工作工作工作服侍服侍服侍
There's two extreme groups of people in IMS. The first group is workaholic, serves and serve and serve and serve.
然后把他自己人弄得像一个炮仗一样，一碰就跳起来。
He's like a time bomb, you know. Once you come near, it will explode.
然后当他出来服侍的时候，就得罪很多弟兄姐妹。
So when he or she comes to serve, he will offend a lot of people along the way.
每个人一碰他就受伤。
Everyone who comes into contact with this person will get hurt.
看事情比人重要啊。
Because he's more task oriented than people oriented.
当然我们有困难，我们的困难也真的很大。
Obviously, we have a lot of challenges and difficulties.
因为我们从两三百人到一两千人的发展时间太短了，我们实在没有足够的 paid staff.
Because we experience explosive growth within this short period, from 200 over to 1,000 people.
所以我们有很多的需要。
That's why we have a lot of needs.
但是当我看工作比人更重要的时候，我的 focus 就出问题了。
But when I value more tasks than people, I have a problem.
我就不会有时间祷告。
I don't have time to pray.
我就不会有时间有跟人有深入的生命的交流的分享。
I don't have time for deep fellowship with interaction with one another.
第二个极端。
Second extreme group of people here.
就 I'm paid to serve.
I'm paid to serve.
我是被雇来做这个工作的。
I'm being employed to do this work.
我就警告这些人，这些同工。
I warn this staff.
如果你有这种心态 ，sooner or later， 你不可能继续下去。
I told my staff seriously that if they have this mentality, they will not survive in ministry.
你是 called to serve.
You are being called to serve.
你被上帝呼召在这个岗位上来服侍他。
God called you for this role to serve.
而不是被雇来服侍他的。
You're not being employed to serve.
如果你是这个心态，你就会算每个礼拜我做了几个小时，教会付给我多少钱，然后你会发现这是不 equal 的。
If you have this mentality, you will calculate, you know, how many hours you put in the hard work and the payout that's before you.
如果这样的话，你就会觉得哎呀，自己很没有价值。你懂我意思吗
？And if you value, you know, your work this way, you'll find that you know it's useless, pointless to serve.
但是如果你是被上帝呼召来的，你会看到这才是最美的。
But if you are called to serve, you realize what a beautiful opportunity it is for you.
无论你是全部时间、部分时间还是义务的
，whether you are full time, part time, or voluntary,
你首先要知道你是与神同工。
First and foremost, you have to realize you are working with God.
马可福音十六章说：“门徒出去到处宣扬福音，主和他们同工。”用神迹随着正是所传的道组合他们同工
Mark 16:20 says Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his words by the signs that accompanied it
不是你做的工是主与你同工
It's not what you do but how God accompanied you to serve
哥林多前书保罗在三章九节说因为我们是与神同工
1 Corinthians 3:9 says We are God's fellow workers
你们是神所耕种的田地建造的房屋。
You are God's field, fellow building.
所以我们是与神同工。
So you are God's fellow workers.
第二，你要学习的是，你不单单是与神同工，你还是与人同工。
Second point, you don't just realize that you're working with God, you're also working with people.
保罗有同工，他的问马，他的同工有亚基拉、百居拉，有提摩太，有提多，有马可，有路加，有很多很多。
So you see, Paul has a lot of co-workers, Priscilla, Aquila, Timothy, etc., etc.
所以在这里，他每一次在罗马书在书信的结束的时候，他都会问候他的同工们。
So every time at the end of his epistle, he will send greetings for his co-workers.
第三，与人同工也是与神同工。
The third point, to work with people is also to work with God.
与人同工就是与神同工。
To work with people is also to work with God.
罗马书十六章第三节，保罗说：“问百基拉和亚基拉的安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，在基督耶稣里与我同工。”
Romans 16 verse 3 says, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus."
你知道，整本新约圣经只有保罗，整本圣经只有保罗常常用一个词 "in Christ"， "in Jesus Christ"， "in Lord Jesus Christ"。在这个 term 是在过去旧约的作者当中从来不用的，没有一个旧约先知用过说 "in Lord", "in Jehovah"， 从来没有过，只有保罗用 "in Jesus Christ", "in Lord", "in Lord Jesus Christ"。
You know, throughout the New Testament, throughout the whole Bible, in fact, no preachers use in Christ Jesus, in Jehovah. Only Paul says in Christ Jesus.
这里就让我们看到我们的神在我们里面，让我们与他同工，也与人同工。
So you can see the beautiful picture that God being in us allow us to work with people and to work together with Him.
这也是让旧约的祷告跟新约的祷告的里面的不同。我们新约里面，当我们领受圣灵之后，我们的祷告是在一个里面的神向我们的神祷告。
So there's a difference in Old Testament and New Testament prayer because when we pray, Christ, Holy Spirit is in us, so we are working together with Him.
当我们开始第二堂的 service 是一个月前。开始了第二堂呢，在下午一点半。
A month ago, when we start our second service at 1:30,
第一个 service 我们有一百多人。
First service we had 100.
然后我们结束之后，我们就你们来登记，谁愿意服侍，做什么工作，做什么服侍义工。
At the end of the service, we hold a volunteer call for those people who wish to serve in the second service.
哇，我一看我开心死了，一下子来了差不多将近二三十个人都要去做 volunteer。哎呀，感谢神。
I'm so happy.Praise the Lord, I have over 30 people who wish to sign up as volunteers.
当我把所有的这个 application 拿到手里看的时候，我就很有意思的发现。
When I tabulate the volunteer sign up, there is an interesting observation.
你愿意做 setup 吗？你愿意做 usher 吗？你愿意做看门的吗？叭叭叭叭，都没有，都没有，都没有。
There are different boxes for different ministries, ushers, ID checkers.
然后有一个 others 是空档 ，others.
And there was an others box there.
Worship leader.
Worship leader.
所有的二十多个人都要做 worship leader.
Almost every of the 20 odd people all wants to be worship leaders.
我就跟他们开玩笑，这些都是中国好声音啊。
So I joke, you know, that's the next China great voice.
所有的这二十多个、三十个人，我不对不起，如果你们坐在当中，我不是嘲笑你们，不是这个意思啊。
I don't mean to.
I describe the fact. Okay.
If you happen to be the 20, 30 people here,
所有的都是好声音啊。
All of you have great voice.
但没有人说我愿意。在 BICF 后台去扛一点重的东西，没有一个也没有。
But nobody says I'm willing to serve in the backstage to carry props.
为什么会这样
？Why?
因为我们看我们的恩赐的表现比我们的生命更重要嘛。
Simply because we value the expression of our gift more importantly.
我去年底读完的最后一本书，我去年底读完最后一本书是 J.I. Pack 所写的《Weakness Is the Way》。
You know, last year, towards the end of last year, my last book.
这么短的这么小的一本书，太重要的，这是他的一个灵修的 Second Corinthians, 是讲保罗生命对他的影响的，他的 inspiration, 是讲 weakness. 他甚至认为神很多时候使用我们的不是在我们的 gift, 是在我们的 weakness.
A devotion on Second Corinthians on how God used very often our weaknesses to build us up.
不是我们的 gift， 神有的时候不是需要我们的 gift， 有的时候是，但是有很多时候神并不需要我们的 gift， 神需要的反倒是我们的 weakness。
Sometimes God does use our gift to work things in us， but most of the time perhaps even more weaknesses to work us up。
求主帮助我们，
you know, God help us，
帮助我们的同工们，
you know, God help us， give grace to us。
我们每个礼拜二的下午一点半开会，我们所有的 IMS 同工在一起开会一点半。
Every Tuesday 1:30 we will have an IMS staff meeting。
一个月前我说我们开始不开会了，我们先祷告。
One month ago I say let's start pray。
因为我发现我们在一起从来没有一个团队坐在一起祷告的。
Because I realize every time we gather together as a staff team，
我们就是做工作工作工作，服侍服侍服侍。
Many times we work and work and work， we serve and serve and serve。
然后就出现两个群体，一个就是 workaholic， 另外一个就是 paid staff。
And the production, the output is workaholic and paid staff。
不对，我觉得。
It's wrong。
我说让我们重新回到上帝面前来。
So I say, you know, let's come back to the presence of God once again。
因为我们的人际关系已经出了问题。
Because there's problem in our interpersonal relationship。
我们之间没有了 harmony。
You know, in our team, there's no more unity。
我们很多时候。我们看事情比我们的生命更重要。
Very often we value things, you know, results more than people.
然后我又做了一些 study， 做点小小 study。
So I made some research.
做了一些 comparative study.
So I compared.
So what's the difference between the English and the Mandarin?
So between the English team and the Chinese team, what's the difference?
What's the difference between the volunteers in IMS and the English?
Volunteers in IMS as well as volunteers in the English church.
这个 IMS 有很多 volunteer， 你知道吧
？IMS we have a lot of volunteers.
IMS 单单这个 usher team 有100个 usher team 的 volunteer.
Just ushers we have 100 of them.
但是我就在跟我的这个 admin 就说，为什么你老是发现出问题？我说。
So I asked my admin, you know, why are there always so much problems?
我说我从来没有看过 English team 在抱怨这个事情。
I never hear the English team complaining.
我说我们不是有100多个 volunteer 吗？
So we have 100 over the volunteer.
单单的 usher 就有100多个，怎么就会不够用？我说啊。
Just ushers we have 100 over. Why?
他说李牧师啊，你真不知道。
Say pastor.
他说我们呐，我们的人答应你很容易，然后呢做呢做到一半他就不做了，你懂吗
？He says pastor, you know, we are quick to promise. The volunteers are quick to commit, but.Halfway, you know, they give up.
他说 English team, 他说他一个 volunteer, 他答应你就守在那里，他就真的把这个服事看作服事，把它做好。
But a volunteer in the English church is so committed. When he promises you, he will stay to the end.
我们今天实在是需要回来重新思考一个问题：我服事的到底是谁
？I think we need to come back to the point of evaluation. Why are we serving?
我2001年在伦敦大学的时候。我的导师的房间里放了4个字 是一幅中国字画字中国字
In 2001 when I was studying my mentor's room there's this writing calligraphy
4个字
Four words
视人如天就服侍人就像服侍上帝一样
Serve God like you serve people like you serve God
对我我要有点分裂，因为一方面要讲，一方面我还听着他。我想很多时候我们实在是需要从内心回到主的面前说，主啊，我不是单单服侍人，我实在是服侍你。如果这样的话，你的服侍观念就不一样了。
I think from time to time we need to come back to the presence of God and say, God, I'm not just serving man, I'm serving you. And then our mentality will change.
最后我们需要讲的是教会的会众每一个基督徒我们都是上帝的工作
Lastly, I want to say all believers all Christians are God's workmanship
保罗说我们原是他的工作我们他用的是复数
Paul says we are God's workmanship we is plural
他不是单数的他是说我们不是说我是我们所有的人
Paul did not say I, me, myself he says we, plural
然后工作他用的是单数
And when he says work it's a singular form
所有的万国万民都来敬拜上帝的
You know all nations all believers come and worship before God
我有的时候喜欢挑一些毛病给我们的那个新编的 那个中国的那个赞美诗歌，你懂吗？
You know, very often I like to find fault with the new contemporary.
我有时候还是喜欢古典一点的音乐，歌，是圣歌。我觉得有些新编的歌，有的时候歌词会出问题，很严肃的问题啊。
Sometimes I prefer classic because some of the new Chinese songs, you know, there's some challenges in theology.
你会看到有的诗歌里面就说，哎呀，神怎么样祝福中国？神怎么样祝福中国？中国，中国，中国。哎，我觉得这有点问题啊。
For example, some of the lyrics of this song may be "How God bless China, 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 China."
我觉得这观念是一个有错误的神学带领的，因为在圣经里面你会看到是万国万民齐来敬拜啊。
I think there's some error in the form of theology because
不是中国
the Bible says all nations, not just China.
不是我一个国家、啊、
not just one country.
哎呀，中国要福音的最后一棒，中国要把福音传回耶路撒冷。圣经哪里有这么说过了
？China being the last Jerusalem, the Bible did not say that.
它没有任何圣经根据啊。
No Bible basis.
所以这是我在 BSF 学习的东西。万国万民齐来敬拜。
So this is what I receive from BSF. All nations, all people coming before God and worship Him.
而在这里面的这个教会还不是 BICF
And the church here is not just BICF
Church 是 God Body of Christ 是普世的教会是基督的身体是他自己
The church here means the universal body of Christ God himself
所以如果我们看到所有的基督徒都在一个教会里面就是都在基督耶稣里所以我们都是他的工作
So if you can see that all Christians, all believers coming together as one church in Christ's body, worshiping God, that is God's workmanship.
今天很多时候在我们的成长当中我们会出一些问题。
You know, many times we find that while growing up, yes, there's a lot of challenges.
我礼拜晚上我跟两个弟兄专门谈关于洗礼的问题因为他们下个月要在就是两个礼拜以后在这里洗礼。
On Friday, I spoke to some brothers about baptism, the topic of baptism.
那我就用了一个比喻，我说婚姻跟那个信仰是很相似的。
So I used an illustration between marriage and our faith.
我说洗礼其实就是像婚礼啊。
So I say baptism is like, you know, the wedding ceremony.
有人如果跟我说，他说我这辈子在婚姻当中最成功的、最最最最幸福的事情就是我的婚礼的话，我告诉你的婚姻很失败啊。
If someone were to be married for years and to tell me the most memorable, the happiest moment is the wedding ceremony itself, then the marriage is in a failure.
那为什么会出现接下来的问题呢？
Why are there so much repercussion?
就是在我们的婚姻生活当中，你会发现大的问题不是有第三者当然是问题了，但还不是最大的问题。
You'll find out the biggest killer of marriages are not affair, the third partner.
是问题，但不是最大的问题。
It's a problem, but it's not the most critical problem.
最大的问题在婚姻当中，你知道是什么？就是
Do you know what's the most critical problem?
我的生活你没有参与。
My life, none of your business. You are not involved.
你的婚姻，你的先生没有参与，或者你先生的婚姻你没有参与在里面。
Your husband marriage or your marriage, your husband, your spouse is not involved. That's the biggest problem.
生活是每天的参与啊。
You know, life together, marriage is life together every day.
所以七年前 BICF call 我来的时候
7 years ago when BICF hired me
我面临一个很大的问题就是我的太太要不要跟我一起来
I face a big question, a struggle if my wife is going to come
对她毫无问题
To her is no problem
她说我买房卖田卖房我都去
You know, I'll do whatever it takes to come to Beijing with pastor
为什么
Why?
因为我的生活她要参与啊
Because my life, she needs to be involved.
他的生活我也要参与啊。
Because her life, he needs to be involved as well.
否则的话，你会渐渐的看见这两个人的婚姻就形同虚设。
Otherwise, this relationship will be drifting apart as though it doesn't exist.
1949年，大家知道这个就战争发生了。就是有一批人就到了台湾去。因为我在这个中文堂可以讲的详细一点，英文堂我就不那么复杂的讲了啊。
1943, you know, due to the war, some soldiers fled to Taiwan.
有一个连长，他在吃饭的时候还要准备吃饭，太太煮完菜马上要吃的时候，情报说赶快回去，他就走了。
You know, the army battalion officer was having lunch, and then you know, intelligence says that you need to flee now.
然后那个太太说，哎，还不吃饭呢，还吃什么饭呢？就走了。
And the wife said, you know, take a bite. No, 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 I can't. I need to rush.
晚饭回不回来吃啊?
I come
home for dinner.
I'll tell you later, talk later.
1949年.
1943.
下一顿饭两个人一起吃的时候是1992年.
The next lunchtime is 1992 together.
43年后.
43 years
have passed. 43年后. 虽然两个人过去的情谊还在,
although they still
当两个老人在一起的时候,
when
他们已经没有多少话好讲,
when they're still together, they have no words to say.
没有多少话好讲,
they couldn't hold a conversation.
我上一堂刚刚讲完下去的时候, 一个小伙子过来抓住我, 就哭说, 你讲的好像就是我爷爷。
You know, when I finished preaching, at the end of service, a boy came to me, and the story that you mentioned, pastor, is just like my grandpa.
为什么？因为我的生活你没有参与啊。
Why? Because you are not involved in my life.
所以我们的信仰生活神没有参与啊。
So can you imagine our walk with God, but God is not involved?
或者神的给我们预备的一个生命，我们并没有真的投入在其中啊。
Oh, God who has prepared a wonderful life for us, we have not get it started yet.
我有的时候真的是觉得很有意思，很有意思。 如果你来过 IMS 聚会的话，你会发现很有意思的事情，在我们当中老是有怪的事情发生。If
you happen to, you know, join us during IMS service, you realize that unique things happen. Yeah, it's exciting too.
你发现我们的诗班没有几乎没有男生。You
find that our choir group almost has no guys.
我来过这个 CMC 的诗班，你们还是比较平均的，还有几个那个男丁啊，我们很少。I
went to the Cantonese church. Few times, and there was a few minority guys.
我就发现为什么 why 我要做这 study， 对不对？
So I did a study again. Why so few men?
后来我发现我们的先生们都太忙了。
Then I realized all our husbands.
我个人的好朋友啊，跟我是很好朋友的会众，最少有3到4个男生告诉我，他来到北京10年，每个礼拜都在出差。
I have 3 to 4 good brothers, and they told me that every weekend, every week, almost I'm. Out for business trip.
我们的这个社会是一个扭曲的社会， 我们的文化是扭曲的文化。
Our society, our culture is so twisted.
都是太太们在鼓掌。
All the wives are clapping.
你先生要找我麻烦了。
Your husband will find trouble with me. Yeah.
但是我们不能够让这种扭曲的现象来影响到我们的信仰生活。
But we cannot let this twisted culture belief affect our walk with God.
让我们整个的信仰被带离的，我的信仰神没有参与。
To lead astray my spirituality where God is not involved.
求神帮助我们。
No, God help us.
所以当我重新回去看祷告的时候，我发现我最早的时候学习祷告，每天祷告3个小时，跪在那里祷告3个小时。
I realized, you know, as I recall, you know, how I learned to, how to pray, I kneel down on the floor 3 hours to pray.
因为我的老师曾经有一个牧师教我，你就是要这样祷告的。
Because my mentor used to teach me, this is how you pray.
后来一段日子之后，我发现不是这样。
You know, after some time passed, I realized this is not the way.
特别是我读了那个 Alexander 的那个 Clement of Alexander 那个古教父的关于祷告的生命的时候，我发现原来祷告是什么。 祷告就是让神参与你的生命。
Especially so as I read the writings of St. Clement who tell us that prayer is having intimacy with God, God beside you.
Clement 告诉我, 祷告就是让神常常与你相伴。
You know, prayer is having God being with us all the time.
就像你的妻子要常常与你的丈夫相伴一样。
Just like wives with husbands.
所以圣经说, 我们跟神的关系 在6个不同的关系当中，其中一个就像丈夫跟妻子一样。
So our relationship with God is one of the 6.
求主帮助我们。
So may God help us.
教会的领袖是上帝的工作。
Church leaders are God's workmanship.
同工们是上帝的工作。
Co-workers are God's workmanship.
每一个人都是上帝的工作。
Every believer is God's workmanship.
就建造基督的身体。
To build the body of Christ.
我最后结束的时候，我们今天有圣餐。
Now as I'm closing, you know, earlier on we have communion.
因为我们在最早的 design， 我们长老在一起 design 那个 procedure 的时候，我们说因为时间太紧，所以就不安排圣餐了，对不对？
Initially, as elders team, we are having a meeting to organize rundown. We will not have communion due to the time.
后来我们觉得还是要有圣餐。
But we decided we need to have communion.
是那个 Paul 提议的。
You know, Pastor Paul.
我们觉得是对的。
Recommended we need to have communion.
因为我们是同领一个身体。
Because we partake of the same body, of one body.
同领基督的宝血。
Because we partake of one cup.
我们在这个过程当中, 我们再次经历它, 再次去体会它, 再次被它破碎, 再次被它重建, 再次一同建造神的教会。
Because in the whole process, we partake of God's goodness in our life to allow Him to break us, to shape us, to mold us, have intimacy with us.
上帝祝福你们。
God bless you.